the Sportscast, January 28th, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch.tv. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And follow us on thesportscast.net, the website, thesportscast.net. Also, go to our app, The Sportscast. You can also look us up on Facebook, Twitter, and subscribe on YouTube as well, please. Anyways, also get our app, The Sportscast. We get notifications. We were one of the first to announce that that Brent Roethlisberger was going to retire. So pretty cool. All right. So the Kansas City Chiefs are the only team that has had some experience in the past couple of years going to the Super Bowl. The most experienced team out of this bunch of four teams between the AFC and NFC championship game. And this weekend they play against a young Bengals team. They had a great game against the Bills this past weekend. Actually was one of the best games we might have seen in NFL history. Don't quote me on that. But anyways, a man that can decipher this, that can who can this explain what's happening with the Chiefs, Jeff Favre. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thank you, Santiago. I appreciate it.
It's been a while, but I think you're coming in at the right time. Jeff, how lucky are you? Is the worst behind you guys? Are you guys seeing the glory? Are you guys seeing the green already?
Well, anything can happen in a playoff game, right? And the Bengals didn't make it to the AFC Championship by accident. They are a good team. Now, with that said, if you said if the Bengals and Bills play each other, who's going to win? I think most people would take the Bills. I do think the Bills are a better team than the Bengals. But every matchup is unique, and every matchup presents its problems. And, you know, the Bengals, they have plenty of firepower. It looks like Tyrann Mathieu is going to be back and Rashad Fenton is going to be back, which is a big deal because the second half, or maybe not even the second half, more of the fourth quarter of that game against the Bills with Mathieu out, you know, the Chiefs just got to a point where they couldn't even line up. They didn't. You know, those plays were, the ball was getting snapped and the defense didn't even know what coverage they were in. So they're going to have to play better, obviously, if they want to win the next game.
Yes, let's go recap what happened this past weekend. Of course, they played against the Bills, the Chiefs. Mahomes finished for 378 yards passing and three touchdowns. A good connection with Tyreek Hill. Yes, tough game, you know, playing against the Bills, but what'd you think about their overall performance?
The single biggest thing to me, and there was a lot, the first thing I would say is that is one of the cleanest playoff games I've ever watched. There were very few penalties on either team. There were no turnovers. Now, Josh Allen did get sacked and fumble, but he was able to recover it. So, what a good, clean game by both teams to be in that high of a scoring game where you have to be aggressive and still have zero turnovers. The other, you know, there's a lot of stats out there anytime there's a playoff game and a close game. But one that just impressed me a lot in regards to Mahomes was that he didn't throw a single pass that went over 20 yards in the air. And, you know, the Bills played a defense and played a lot of too high. They weren't going to let the Chiefs just go bombs away and beat them deep. And early in the year, that gave the Chiefs a lot of problems. It was well documented. When they were 3-4, there were people that thought the Chiefs may never score a passing touchdown again. I mean, I'm exaggerating, obviously, but they really struggled with attacking defenses underneath. And over the course of the year, Mahomes and the offense just figured it out, and Tyreek Hill has been great, and Travis Kelce's been great. And I'll tell you the other guy that Chiefs fans have been waiting on is Mecole Hardman. And now, if you look at the last 5 or 6 weeks, including the playoffs, Mecole Hardman, it seems like every time he touches the ball, he's getting 25 yards. So he's really turned it up, and I think that's made a difference.
What did you see with this Bills team that was different from last season when you guys played them for the AFC Championship game?
Yeah, I mean, they're more talented on defense, and they have some youth. Ed Oliver, I think, has taken that next step to where he's a really good player. They're more athletic on the edges this year. Milano seemed to have bounced back from, you know, last year Milano dealt with some injuries, and I think this year he seemed to be healthier. Now, not to pick on him, I just, if it were me in the clutch, there's no way that Travis Kelce would be covered by a linebacker, regardless of how good they are. I don't think that was a very good decision late in the game for the Bills. But, yeah, I mean, the Bills are just more talented on defense. Now, I would say, unfortunately for them, missing Tre'Davious White, that's a big deal. I mean, he's a big-time player. And you saw it on a few of those plays to Tyreek Hill. Not that I think White would have shut down Hill or anything like that. But, you know, that some of those guys were swimming just trying to run with Tyreek.
Tyreek Hill was unstoppable. I don't think any Bills player can guard him.
No, to be fair, you look around the entire NFL, aside from a corner or two that would still get help over the top, there's nobody that you're just going to match up one-on-one with Tyreek Hill and not give up some plays. That's just who he is. He's the most dynamic player in the NFL.
You said one corner. Would that be Jalen Ramsey? Would be that one that could guard him?
Yeah, and I mean, even Ramsey, when he guarded him, going back to when he was in Jacksonville when the Chiefs played the Jaguars, even Ramsey gave up some plays to Tyreek. So, you know, it's just hard. You know, we saw Ramsey get beat deep by Mike Evans, you know, in that game against the Bucs. So, in the way the rules are in today's NFL, it is really hard to just say, we're going to put our best corner on your best receiver and he's going to lock him down. That just doesn't happen very often in today's game.
It is absurd. Okay, let's go on and preview the Bengals game, which is this Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Kansas City is favorited by 7-point favorite so far from FanDuel Sportsbook. The game is a rematch of Week 17 when the Bengals beat the Chiefs 34-31 in Cincinnati. So big difference by 3 points. Jeff Favre, what are your thoughts over this matchup? You know, nothing's easy like you were saying for the playoffs. Anything can happen, but the Chiefs could be witnessing another Super Bowl run. Mahomes third. Tell us your thoughts over this matchup.
Well, I don't take too much from when teams play in the regular season because no two games play out exactly the same. In that game, though, for the Bengals, Ja'Marr Chase had 266 yards and 3 touchdowns. And
good week for fantasy.
Completely fair, yeah, I mean, it was incredible. To be fair, though, there were a few plays. Now, I'm not saying all of them. There were a few plays where the Chiefs had great coverage, and Chase just made otherworldly plays. I mean, the one, that 3rd-and-27 play that, I mean, I don't know what the Chiefs were doing on that play, but Tre'Davious Ward, who was guarding Chase, deflected the ball with just about his entire hand. And Chase was still able to not only make the catch, but get his feet in bounds. So the reality is sometimes great players just make ridiculously good plays, and it felt as though Chase made 3 or 4 of those types of plays that day. Now, yes, the Chiefs had a blown coverage where just nobody covered them too, and you have to think that they'll fix that. And then the other matchup that I just think is gigantic is the Bengals' offensive line against the Chiefs' pass rush. The Bengals' offensive line really struggled against the Titans. I mean, they were lost. And the Chiefs' defensive line doesn't have the pass rush punch that the Titans do, but they do have Chris Jones, who is a monster. They have Melvin Ingram, who has played very well. And then you have Frank Clark, You know, Frank, he has moments where he looks really good. We haven't seen it from him consistently in a while. But with those three, they give you a chance to hit the quarterback a bit.
That's something to definitely look at. Jeff is into the details. Joe Mixon, how much of a threat can he be against the Chiefs?
Well, Joe Mixon is one of the most underrated running backs in the NFL. I mean, he's a good player. He's a really good player. You know, I was so impressed with, I believe it ended up being the only touchdown the Bengals scored, that cutback run that he had against the Titans for the touchdown. I mean, that he made it look easy. But that's a big-time play against a really good defense. So, Mixon, I mean, he's been good since he came into. He's just now getting recognition because the Bengals are better as a team. But Mixon is a big-time player. And if the Bengals do want to win and pull the upset, Mixon's going to be a big part of it because he can be that guy that helps you finish drives and he can ugly up the game and just do those things to try to draw the Chiefs down into the mud.
Jeff, keys to the game. What is the key for the Kansas City Chiefs to win, and what are the keys for the Bengals to win?
Well, look, the Chiefs are the favorite for a reason. So if you're the favorite, you just have to be careful not to sabotage yourself. So it's kind of the same way I felt going into the Bills game. Don't get a ton of penalties. Don't turn the ball over. If you do those two things, you're going to win the game. I mean, that's just not to discredit the Bengals. But if you're the Bengals, you're probably looking at maybe you're willing to run a trap coverage that you normally wouldn't to try to get an interception. Or maybe you take some chances blitzing that you normally wouldn't. But the other side of that is when you do those things, yes, you increase the chance of forcing a turnover. You also increase the chance that Tyreek Hill or Mecole Hardman get a 70-yard touchdown. So I think the Bengals, or for the Chiefs, it's just about playing clean. If the Chiefs play clean, they're going to win the game. From the Bengals' standpoint, it's kind of like I just said, you're going to have to take some chances. I believe the Bills went for it on fourth down four times.
Wow.
And got it all four times. And during, I think it was over the course of three drives, they did that. And all three of those drives resulted in touchdowns. So the Bengals are going to have to do the same thing. The Bengals are going to have to go out of their comfort zone. They might have to go for it on fourth down in their own territory to have an opportunity to score enough points to keep up with the Chiefs. Now, can that backfire? Yeah, it absolutely can backfire. And then maybe the Chiefs beat you by 20. But if you don't take those chances and you just try to go head-to-head and exchange blow for blow, you're not going to make up the difference that you have to make up playing that way.
Jeff, give us a score for Bengals at Chiefs, AFC Championship game.
Yeah, so two things stick in my mind. One is the Chiefs averaged just about 33 points a game at home in the playoffs since Patrick Mahomes took over as quarterback. And that includes, you know, a game against the Browns where he only played half a game. You know, and I just keep looking at the Bengals are a good team, but they're still pretty inexperienced. And they really struggled to communicate up front in that Titans game. So with all that said, I think the Chiefs are going to win 34 to 24. I think we'll end up being the score.
34-24. We'll see a few appearances by Butker, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, the Chiefs have got to finish drive. So if the game goes the way they want it to, he's going to be showing up to kick more extra points than field goals.
Good, because we don't want to depend on field goals here. All right, and we have some time for a little bit more. Niners at Rams, Jeff. Give us your brief points and then a score line.
Yeah, so the 49ers have beat the Rams six games in a row. So the statistical junkie in me says, well, my gosh, it's just really hard to beat a team seven times in a row, right? So you have to think, you know what I mean? I mean, it's the NFL, and every team's good, and these are both playoff teams. So I look at that, and I say, the Rams should win, but the 49ers just play so physical, they play so smart. I'm just not sure. But at the end of the day, it's the playoffs. And, man, I know the 49ers beat the Packers, but they did it with such an absurd effort from special teams. And I think the Rams will just beat themselves less than what the Packers did. And I don't trust Jimmy Garoppolo to outplay Stafford. So I like the Rams. I do think the 49ers are going to muck it up and make it an ugly game. But I'm going to go with the Rams 27-21.
27-21. It will be the closest matchup of the weekend.
I do think, yeah, I believe so.
There you go. We'll see if Robbie Gould makes an appearance.
Oh, he will. I mean, he'll play well. He'll make his kicks.
The foot of gold. Anyways, this is our show before the championship weekend begins this Sunday at 3 p.m. with Bengals at Chiefs, then the Niners at Rams. Jeff, what is the best way to reach you online to ask you for recipes for championship weekend?
The best way to follow along is at JT Fulver.
JT Favre. And, of course, you can reach us at thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net, or you can look us up on Twitter or Instagram at thesportscast1. We'll be live tweeting both games, and Aaron Bernstein will be doing a live show with one of the games. We have not announced which game that will be, but we'll let you know beforehand. And, of course, we'll be looking at what's going to happen with the Chiefs, Bengals, Rams, and Niners. Will this be Mahomes' third Super Bowl in a row? Hard to accomplish. I don't think that's happened since Jim Kelly of the Bills, or no, Brady back in the early mid-2000s. Anyways, Jeff, any closing words?
Hey, just excited for another fun weekend of football.
There you go. And that was your update.